What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Montclair mother Wendy Lacey just became a landlord. She bought a building, but her business model is a little different.
And the mission of this business is to promote more community inclusion for people with disabilities.
She calls this venture Cornerstone Montclair.
The rental rates in this building are very low compared to the rest of the market.
And that's an incentive.
That's an incentive. And what I ask in return, contractually, is that people do something to promote more community inclusion.
Inclusion for people with disabilities.
I have four young children, and my second daughter, Evelyn, happens to have Down syndrome.
Wendy Lacey has created a place where her daughter and her daughter's friends can work, volunteer, and socialize.
It's not a special ed building, quote unquote. It is a building that has a lot of different activities going on that happens to go out of its way to include people with disabilities.
So far, there's a fitness and sports center, a speech therapist, an autism learning clinic, an art gallery. There are plenty of opportunities for people with special needs to pitch in and contribute.
Fact is, my daughter needs community service hours as well, and she wants to help other people too. So I want to send the message that people with disabilities don't want to be looked at as victims. They want to be looked at as contributors, and they want to be empowered and respected.
Even though the rents are low, this is a for-profit business, but Lacey says all of that money will go right back to Cornerstone's programs.
I want to send the message that you don't have to be a nonprofit to do the right thing for your community.
In Montclair, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.